Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Who've burst your bubble? And who drags you down, 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 down?
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In the background, you're hearing a collaborative album between the pianist and electronic music composer John Hopkins and King Creosote, the Scottish singer-songwriter, real name Kenny Anderson. The album was called Diamond Mine, and it was one of my favorites in the year 2011. So, naturally, I was pretty excited to hear that John Hopkins was readying a new solo album. It's called Immunity, it's just out, and it brings John Hopkins to our Soundcheck studio. He's going to play live for us in just a moment. John, welcome.
Hi, how are you doing?
So, this new record represents kind of a shift from the sound we were just hearing, King Creosote collaboration. Is this, I don't know, how many different sides of John Hopkins are there musically?
Just the two, I think. There's the loud and the quiet. I kind of like to sum it up in that way. I love how peaceful Diamond Mine is, but after touring that for a year or two, I was just desperate to make some noise again. So this record is kind of that.
And when you say make some noise, I mean, you actually, a lot of your work over the years has kind of blurred the distinction between noise and sounds that we consider more conventionally musical, right?
Yeah. I mean, I like to just include anything I find that I think can help bring life to the electronic kind of landscape. So I quite often just incorporate sounds from outside the studio or from in the room, just hitting things or tapping things and making beats with whatever I find, mm-hmm. rather than relying too much on just the computer.
So Immunity, for example, opens with the sounds of you walking up to your studio door, unlocking it, opening it, walking in.
Yeah, it was quite complex to arrange all that. I had to go in, play the tune, and then walk out again and start recording, walk in. But,
People have looked at this album, Immunity, as a kind of epic night out, you know, the arc of a night spent at a club or a rave or something like that. Is that how you intended it?
That's kind of the inspiration behind the ordering of the tracks and how it builds. But the actual content of the songs it's a more apocalyptic, slightly more serious sort of subject than that. But yeah, I love the idea of the sort of emotional content of one of those crazy nights where, you know, the sort of the sadness when it ends. And, you know, I love that kind of feelings, which you could look at as superficial if you're just looking at it's just someone parting, but actually they're very profound if you're experiencing mm-hmm. them.
That Sunday morning coming down feeling, as the Velvet Underground might have put it.
Yeah.
So what about this first piece you're going to play for us called Open Eye Signal? This is one of the most dance-oriented pieces on the record. Is this early in that evening?
Very, very much so. This is the sort of, getting into the zone sort of track. For me, it's quite a hypnotic piece. It's, tends to be quite long and just looping around an irregular length sequence, so your mind kind of drifts, and it has a strange effect.
All right, you want to play it for us?
Yes, I'll do that.
All right. John Hopkins, the English pianist and electronic music composer, is with us in the Soundcheck studio. The album out now is called Immunity, and from it, here's a song called Open Eye Signal. John Hopkins, live on Soundcheck. That is John Hopkins, the English electronic musician, live in the Soundcheck studio with Open Eye Signal, one of the more dance-oriented numbers from his latest record, which is called Immunity. And John will be performing later this summer at the end of August, August 31st, at MoMA's PS1 in Queens as part of the PS1 warm-up series. Again, that's August 31st. John's here with us in the Soundcheck studio today. So that really is a live performance, you know, which has been the knock on so much electronic music and dance music recently. You know, it's like hit a button and the piece plays itself. That was certainly not the case there.
You can do a lot now. I mean, the technology exists for you to do pretty much anything. I mean, I can't bring all the synths with me that I made the track on, but I can control where it goes and how it sounds, and, you know.
So that was recognizably the same piece that's on the record, but it was also quite different.
Well, yeah, I mean, so because I can't bring the synths, I have to record takes of me doing that at home and bring the audio, and then just kind of you can choose where you're going with that as you play.
So you're basically doing a live remix right there in front of an audience.
That's a good way of putting it, yeah. So it means you can respond to the crowd and, you know, build it as you feel I think.
The album's called Immunity. Immunity from what?
It's more the feeling of immunity that music can give you a bit. I mean, it's quite a simple idea, really, but the feeling I get when I was writing that track, I was just buzzing. I just had such an amazing time writing it. I got so deeply into the details of it. And, yeah, I just, like, nothing else mattered for that time. I was just completely in that zone. And the title track itself, Immunity, is particularly about the... just the warmth of, you know, the music can give you, and it's kind of quite a romantic track, and, you know,
it is kind of with the piano leading the way.
You're
actually going to play the piano next, which surprises me a little bit, because the last time we spoke, you told me this horrific story of being 17 and you said accidentally winning a piano competition. And you had to perform with the Royal College of Music Orchestra, and you said it was the most single terrifying moment of your life.
Yes, and it remains that as well. And I haven't made that accident again. it sort of put me off that world, really. I kind of imagined that I might go down that route.
As a teenager, thinking the classical piano thing might be your road.
And then until that day, and then it was just such it just felt so elitist, and it didn't feel like the way. I mean, I had to perform wearing tails. You know, it just seemed a bit ridiculous. Really, I think that music wasn't written to be listened to in such a stultifying way. It was the popular music of its time, so I just felt totally ill at ease with it, and I love to perform in situations where people actually respond in an excited way.
Mm-hmm. So, but that doesn't mean that you've given up on the piano entirely, obviously. It's the lead instrument on the title track, Immunity, but it's also almost the only instrument on the album version of the piece you're going to do for us. So this solo piano version is not too far removed from what people will get on the record, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's kind of, I mean, on the album, there's processed versions of the piano in the background, kind of which build the atmosphere behind it. But this is just the raw thing, really.
And you don't need to be wearing a tux or tails. Your T-shirt will be just fine. You want to play it for us?
Yes.
All right. John Hopkins, the English pianist, electronic musician, composer, collaborator with, among others, Brian Eno and Coldplay and King Creosote. His solo record is called Immunity, and here's a track from it played live at our piano called Abandon Window. Thank you. A very different side of John Hopkins here in our soundcheck studio, alone at our piano with Abandon Window, which is also one of the tracks on his new record called Immunity, much of which is considerably more electronic, more dance-oriented, but this more ambient side has long been a part of what you do. With Brian Eno, apart from him, but what has he sort of been like for you as maybe a musical mentor?
Pretty amazing, as you can imagine. It was a dream, really, to get involved with him when I was 23. Get involved is a strange way of putting it, you know what I mean? I just found, very...
Well, most people who work with him don't have, like, easy ways of defining how the relationship works.
Yeah. He just loosened up the whole music-making process for me, really. He just kind of injects fun and spontaneity and humor and ridiculousness into it. Because you can get... I mean, I was young and so bound up in trying to get everything just accurate, and he just makes you realize that it's supposed to be less like that and more about, more about that sort of surrendering to it and really going for it and really enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. So that's his big secret.
Yeah.
Have some fun while you're doing it.
That's kind of it, as far as I could pick up, yeah.
Now, the more ambient side of your work has led to some film score material. Mm. You've worked with Kevin MacDonald on a number of occasions.
Yeah.
And then there's the video for Immunity, which is really, it's not like a video just for one song. It's more of a trailer for the whole record.
Mm.
And it features some really striking imagery. I understand you worked with a biochemist on this.
Yeah, amazing stuff. I really wanted a way to introduce the album, in particular the arc of the album and how it transforms through the different moods. And to get a visual for that was so difficult. But the typographer, Craig Ward, who I'd been working with on The Sleeve, had introduced me to this guy, Lyndon Gledhill, who's, as you say, a biochemist working as a photographer, as kind of in his part-time, really, shooting through a microscope at 1,000 times magnification, quite mundane chemical reactions, things that are happening around us all the time, but just lit through a spectral filter and some LED lights. And I was just blown away by how beautiful they look, really.
And how well it fits your music.
Yeah, and I got involved in terms of... because I don't see my tracks really as visual things. I can't really... For me, they're kind of like physical structures in my head, but I can't really go beyond that. So I need someone else to realize it. And I know what colors they're supposed to be, so I could kind of guide him in terms of color. But the rest, was kind of up to him.
So you do see color with certain musical keys and notes?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Each track has a strong color identity, and that's the thing that video really introduces.
Yeah. You can watch the video on our website, soundcheck.org. It is really quite extraordinary. It's like chemical reactions, crystals forming, and stuff like that, all set to the music of John Hopkins.
And I love how you can see that it isn't graphics. You can see that it isn't computer. You know, you've got no idea what you're looking at. You just know that it's something physical. And I'm always trying to make the music sound as physical as possible. So, just kind of connected, really.
Again, you can watch the video on our website, soundcheck.org. We're speaking with John Hopkins. The album is called Immunity. You want to go back to the various other gizmos for this next piece?
Yeah.
It's called Breathe This Air, and this appears sort of later on the record Immunity, getting towards the more ambient end of things. It's another live performance in the Soundcheck studio from John Hopkins.
Thank you.
Once again, John Hopkins from England here in our New York studio in a live performance of Breathe This Air. You'll find a version of it on his latest album called Immunity. John is performing later this summer, August 31st, as part of the PS Warm-Up Festival, part of MoMA's PS1 over in Queens. That'll be later this summer, but John here with us on Soundcheck today. And John, before I let you go, you mentioned the title track before, Immunity. Mm. And there's a kind of a curious thing that becomes the percussion track for that song.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of the moment in Dancer in the Dark, the score by Björk, where she captures just a moment of a train rumbling by and turns that into the percussion track of a song.
Yeah.
I can't figure out what you've captured there. What is that?
It's one of the pedals on my piano.
Really?
Yeah. So the left pedal is kind of broken over the years. I've had the same piano since I was about 8 years old. And every time the tuner comes, he offers to fix the pedal. But I love that creaking sound so much. So I thought I'd actually build a track around it instead of getting rid of it.
Oh, that's a great use of some found sound. John, it's been a pleasure having you here performing for us in the studio, both acoustic and electronic.
Great.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
This is Soundcheck. And if you've enjoyed our session with John Hopkins here at soundcheck.org today, you might want to try tomorrow's session. Singer and songwriter Laura Stevenson crafts emotive folk pop songs with just the right amount of jangle and a finely honed sense of storytelling. She'll play selections from her new album, Wheel, live in the studio, 2 p.m. Eastern, tomorrow, here at soundcheck.org. And of course, today's session with John Hopkins will be available soon for on-demand listening. Follow us on Facebook or Twitter, and we'll let you know when it's up.